Hello.
Oh, hey, Derek. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm sorry about anything.
Oh, that's okay.
What do I need to pay to kind of bring it up to active? Because I would like to, like, kind of break my payments in, like, the two so I can kind of keep it active. Because I ain't going to lie. As you see, them reviews are starting to grow. And I can't afford for me to lose off the top of the list.
Yeah, no, I understand. So we can still put you into that payment of $149 month to month if you like. And then I would start everything out fresh. So rather than worrying about any past due payments, we would just start it out fresh today and you'd pay $149 and then you'd be paid in full until June 9th. So you wouldn't have to worry about any of the past due things.
Okay. What's your availability Monday? I got a card. My Navy Federal. I'm just gonna put my Navy Federal online. Okay. Is there any way you'd be able to give me a call Monday so I can go ahead and pay it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we can get it all set up for you on Monday. Just let me check one thing because I think we might have lost the website because I just looked at the website and it looks like the site is down, right? Or did you have a site through someone else or was it one of our sites?
No. I don't think I lost.
Yeah, I just looked on Google pure6pressurewashing.com, and when I clicked on it, it says site not found.
I'm looking on it now. I just pulled it up.
You pulled up the website?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Pure 6 Services, Inc. 40 reviews,
oh.
5-star.
Oh, no, okay, so I'm looking at that, but go to the bottom under where it says open 24 hours and click on your site.
Yeah, it says site not found. This site is, do not have it. Yeah, domain assisted. If you have any questions, please contact. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if you need to renew the domain or something from who you had it with, but if you do, you know, we can still get the site up and running and put it on that domain. But I don't think
this is your domain, Tina. This ain't nobody. I don't go through y'all. This is you.
Oh, okay. So if we lost it, we'll have to give you a different option. But if it's still available, we'll be able to get it reactivated then.
Yeah, I need that. Yeah, because I built up this page. Yeah, that's why I need this one.
Yeah, the thing about it, though, is that if we lost the domain and it's not available, then we won't be able to get it. So that will all be determined on Monday when we, you know, get with the client interview. They'll tell you if it's still available, and if it is, then, you know, absolutely they'll get it on the same domain. So the reason it deactivated or the domain expired is because when you pay us on a month-to-month basis, that domain has to be paid for once per year, and we just take that out of what you're paying us, right? But since mm-hmm. this account had already canceled, there's nothing in the budget to pay to renew the domain, and that's why we lost it. But if it is still available, they'll absolutely get it for you on Monday. That's no problem.
Okay, so if it ain't available, I mean, do I keep my reviews and stuff?
Oh, yeah, the Google listing will stay the same. But let's say on Monday they say, look, Derek, pure6pressurewashing.com, that domain's not available, but we can give you pure6pressurewashing.org or .net, right? So we would just, on this Google listing, we would take off the site that's not active, and we would put the one on there that is active, right? So hopefully the .com is still available. But if not, maybe we could get pure6pressurewashinginc.com or something, you know. But they'll determine that on Monday when they go through the client interview.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have some more pictures for you. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. Yeah, that'd be really good. I always recommend that when people say, you know, oh, I have some pictures. I'm like, you'll always get better results if you do your own.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm kind of.
What for?
No, I was just looking at my reviews and stuff. I think that's why a lot of people reaching out to me.
Yeah, you have really good reviews. Keep that up. That's doing really good for you.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Just, No problem. I have a really good weekend coming up. And if anything changes and you need to call me directly, remember, I'm at extension 777. So when you call in, if you put in that 777, it will always ring directly to my desk. And is Gabrielle still in the picture? Does she still work with Pure Six Pressure Washing, or is it just you now?
It's just me now.
Okay, so I'm going to update that because on the account it still has some of her information. So
use all my information.
What about the number of 912-224-5629? That's not...
Yeah, that's our number. No. Take that off.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, we had that on there just for internal purposes, so it wasn't anything resolving the account. But if she's not involved in the, you know, company anymore, then definitely I'll take her off. So I'm going to put Derek, I'm going to take off the 5629 number. I'm going to replace it with your number, the one ending in 1369. And then remind me again, Derek, what's your last name?
Robert, R-O-B-E-T-S.
Got it. Okay. So I now updated everything in your name. So moving forward, Gabriel's not on the account anymore. And then tomorrow or on Monday when we call you, we'll get the payment up to speed and get the site reactivated. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Derek. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye.